Investigating the Russia investigators.
Compiling conflicts on Robert Mueller.
O.J. Simpson wins parole.
I'm troubled that he's getting a second chance.
No help for a man left to drown.
Ain't nobody finna help you. You shouldn't have got in there.
Good morning. I'm Steve Kathan. With the CBS World News Roundup, there's pushback from the White House in the Russia investigation, talk of efforts to discredit or undercut the probe, and pardons if they're needed in its aftermath. We're live this morning with White House correspondent Stephen Portnoy.
A Trump legal team member tells CBS News pardons are not being discussed and are not on the table. That despite a Washington Post report that the president has asked lawyers to look into whether he can pardon aides, family members, and even himself. Multiple reports suggest the lawyers are compiling a list of special counsel Robert Mueller's potential conflicts of interest. President Trump mentioned one in a New York Times interview this week, that he chatted with Mueller about taking over the FBI on an interim basis.
I say, what the hell is this all about? Talk about conflicts. Mm-hmm. But he was interviewing for the job.
In other developments this morning, after just 2 months on the job, Mr. Trump's private New York-based attorney Mark Kasowitz is out. So is spokesman Mark Carollo, law professor Jonathan Turley.
The interviews that President Trump has given are highly damaging to his legal case. Many lawyers would not stand around as a client causes that type of damage.
This week, the president told the New York Times he'd never have chosen Jeff Sessions to be attorney general if he knew he would back away from the Russia probe. Steve?
Well, he may be battling brain cancer and away from Washington, but Arizona Senator John McCain criticized the Trump administration on Twitter, saying a reported move to stop the CIA effort to fund and train Syrian rebels plays into Russia's hands. Moscow backs the Assad regime. It was unanimous. Members of a Nevada parole board agreed O.J. Simpson will go free in about 3 months after serving 9 years for armed robbery.
I've done my time. You know, I've done it as well and as respectfully as I think anybody can.
Simpson assured the panel he'll stay out of trouble. He says he's lived a mostly conflict-free life. He was acquitted 2 decades ago in the killings of his ex-wife and her friend, Ron Goldman. Goldman's father, Fred, spoke for the first time since the parole decision to CBS this morning.
I'm troubled that he's out free, getting a second chance, something that Ron didn't get. I would prefer to see him back in jail. I don't think he is worthy of the right to be out amongst decent people.
And he promises to fight for money from the civil judgment against Simpson.
Anything that he earns, anything that comes his way now, you know, as an example, he authored that book, If I Did It, years ago. We took the book rights away from him.
In Minneapolis, trust in the police has been shaken.
If my neighbor is hurt, do I call the police? No. If I had an accident, do I call the police? No.
Neighbors of Justine Damon rallied last night. She was the woman shot to death last weekend by a police officer after she called for help. Back from vacation, Police Chief Janae Harto promised a thorough investigation.
Justine didn't have to die. This should not have happened. On our squad cars, you will find the words, to protect with courage and serve with compassion. This did not happen.
She says the officers' body cameras should have been on. They weren't at the time of the shooting. A story from Florida has sparked outrage, but police say it's not a criminal case. We're live with CBS's Vicki Barker.
Five teenagers are watching a man drown in a pond, filming it and refusing to help.
Drowning, what the heck?
Ain't nobody finna help you. You shouldn't have got in there.
Those are the last words 31-year-old Jamel Dunn would have heard. Inconceivably cruel, but not, it turns out, illegal. Police say Florida law doesn't require people to help or even call for help when someone's in distress. Steve?
Dozens of families who live near California's Yosemite National Park are going to have to start over. 50 homes and 49 other buildings have been consumed by a huge wildfire. Damia Bick and her family tried but failed to visit the park, and she called the scene apocalyptic.
It was like it was raining ash. It completely took us by surprise. The car was covered. I mean, just a white blanket of ash on the car.
The wildfires burned 110 square miles and threatens 1,500 homes. U.S. officials and tour groups say the Trump administration is poised to ban Americans from traveling to North Korea. This follows the June death of American Otto Warmbier shortly after his release from captivity. Three other Americans are still held there. In the Middle East, security measures at a holy site have triggered a backlash.
Palestinians clashed with Israeli police after Israel banned Muslim men under the age of 50 from attending Friday prayers at the Mosque of Al-Aqsa here in Jerusalem, the site Jews call the Temple Mount. Palestinians say new metal detectors at the site humiliate Muslims.
All the Palestinian people in Jerusalem, we are against this decision.
Israel tightened security after a deadly Arab shooting attack at the site a week ago. Robert Berger, CBS News, Jerusalem.
Two tourists were killed when an earthquake shook the Greek island of Kos. Hannah Wright, who's visiting there with her husband, says it was scary.
As we both jumped out of bed, the floor was still shaking violently to the point where I had to cling onto the wall. There was people screaming, quite a bit of commotion going on. There's probably been, in our area at least, 100 to 150 people that actually slept outside on the sun lounges.
More than 300 injuries reported. Other spots along Turkey's Aegean coast felt the quake too. Struggling Sears is going to begin selling its highly rated Kenmore appliances on Amazon. That includes smart appliances that can be synced up with Amazon's voice assistant, Alexa. Sears will deliver, install, and service the appliances. A bag used by Neil Armstrong to collect moon rocks and dust sold for $1.8 million at auction. The pre-sale estimate was much higher than that, up to $4 million. Hugh Freeze has resigned as head football coach at Ole Miss. As CBS's Gary Nunn tells us, he was able to withstand an NCAA investigation that uncovered wrongdoing. It was other issues that caused his downfall.
University officials say they found what is called a pattern of personal conduct that began with an investigation into a call to an escort service. Chancellor Jeffrey Vitter told ESPN,
"While Coach Freeze served our university well in many regards during his tenure, we simply cannot accept the conduct in his personal life that we have discovered."
Athletic Director Ross Bjork says Freeze has admitted misconduct. Gary Nunn, CBS News.
Officials at a robotics event that wrapped up in Washington the other day believe the disappearance of six teenagers from Burundi was, as they put it, self-initiated. It's thought they will seek asylum. Two were reported spotted entering Canada. That's the Roundup, produced by Paul Ferry. I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.